histories aren't always done about a family member. As a student, we often meet people who are very important to us as mentors. Mara decided to interview such a person, and that person is Karen Slawensky. Born and raised in Sioux City in a Greek culture, Karen traveled far and wide before returning. She says you could come home again and you can find so many things to do and to be. Everyone should have a mentor, and as Mara loves the theater, everything about it, it just seemed right to write about such a person as Karen.
Little did Karen Slawensky realize more than 60 years ago that she would become the genius of the costume department at Lamb Theater in Sioux City. But with all of her travels and all of her interests, she came back to the city where she started. She was born in Sioux City and raised in Greek culture, which she believes gives her a flair for the theater and affects many of her food choices. Her grandparents immigrated from Greece, and her parents were born in the United States. She learned to love and be passionate about both cultures, which in turn assists her in the work at theater. She was originally introduced to the theater by her grade school principal in second grade. She knew that this is what she wanted to do for the rest of her life. She was trained in Los Angeles and did movies out there, but she really wanted to come back to her home base of Sioux City. She had planned on living in New York too, but after two children were born, she decided to live in Sioux City. She loves the space here and how friendly everyone is. She says, everybody knows everyone else. According to her, it's a great place to raise children and to do the things you enjoy. Her favorite actress and personal heroine is Bette Davis. People thought Bette Davis was a plain Jane, but she really fooled them. She became the icon for Bette Davis eyes and a real heroine on the Screen Actors Guild. Karen is a born environmentalist. She doesn't drive a car, but she loves to ride her bike. She doesn't own a cell phone, but was once a telephone operator. She celebrates the 17th of every month and has a passion for everything giraffe. She's currently the costume designer at Lamb Theater, but secretly used to be a go-go dancer. Karen feels and believes she is a liberated person, and she was once a political collector and is still interested in the events going on throughout the area. She loves to cook, which this reporter knows personally that she is a good cook, and she shares her special Greek cookies with the cast members. Her favorite costume and projects include The Secret Garden and Sweeney Todd. Let's hope we always have people like Karen and Suland celebrating the arts on a daily basis.
We want to thank Suland Public Media and our public radio audience today for giving us the opportunity to share a little of our own history and a little of the lives of people you might know and stories that sound familiar. For Suland Public Media, I'm Brianna Martinez.